Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis, and of course in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Great. We are very excited because today we're taking adventures, and we've got a special guest. Her name is Beth Mercier, the Director of Sales for Hurtigruten. Thanks so much for joining us, Beth.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be speaking with you today about the world of expedition cruising.
Expedition cruising. Now, this is different than regular cruising. Can you explain to us what that difference is?
Absolutely. So when many of us think of a cruise, we're typically thinking of warm water destinations, maybe down to Mexico or the Caribbean on a big ship with thousands of people. And that's quite different from an expedition cruise. An expedition cruise is on a smaller ship, typically between 100 and 500 passengers, going to remote and unique destinations, possibly to Alaska or Iceland or even down to Antarctica. And it really emphasizes the beauty of the destination and wonderful activities when you're there.
And so this is definitely something for people who are active, who want to get out there and explore, right?
Yes and no. We at Hurtigruten like to say, connect with your inner explorer. And that can mean a lot of different things to many people. You don't have to be the most fit or highly active person to go on an expedition cruise, because an explorer could mean someone who loves to take photos or who loves to sit on the wonderful open top deck looking at the beautiful mountains and scenery on board. Or it could be someone who really wants to participate in the overnight camping in Antarctica. So there's a lot of different options available.
This is more about the destination being the destination, not the destination being a cruise ship. So that's the difference. If this is a bucket list item and you've wanted to see, smell, and get a real feeling for the destination, this is what it's about.
And this is something that Hurtigruten has been around for a while. You've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, we're really proud to say that as of this year in 2018, we're celebrating 125 years of exploration. And there's a lot of famous explorers in the company's history. So we take that very seriously, and we're very proud that in the history of the company, we have our ships have hosted famous explorers who were the first to plant a flag on the South Pole, the first to traverse the Northwest Passage in Canada. So while today it's a little less extreme and a little bit more of a comfortable experience, we're still very proud to have that history within the company.
And it is something that you continue with today. I saw on your website, I was looking before the show here, that you've got an astronaut who is on one of your cruises.
Yeah, so, you know, someone who enjoys a high level of education experience would absolutely love a Hurtigruten voyage, because in addition to our full team of wonderful naturalists and guides who provide a variety of lecture topics on board, we do bring guest lecturers. And so we have Dr. Catherine Sullivan. She was the very first American woman to walk in space. She's going to be joining us on a voyage to Antarctica. And we also are welcoming Dr. Norman Sagard, who's a veteran of 5 space missions along the coast of Norway, joining us. So really exciting guest lecturers.
Wow. Think about that access. I mean, that's something that you would never find anywhere else.
No, and it's a wonderful perspective, not only to be in these destinations, which is a beautiful experience in itself, but then to have such an impressive outlook on the planet and the view from space.
Yeah, definitely. And to be in a place as remote as Iceland and have someone or in Antarctica with someone with that kind of experience really just sheds a whole new light on it. I love that.
Yeah, and one of the departures that we're offering the astronaut voyage is actually on one of our brand new ships. And Hurtigruten is also very proud to be pioneering the world's first electric hybrid expedition cruise ship. And this is really going to be changing the world of cruising in that it's offering sustainable tourism to these beautiful destinations.
That is really important to a lot of people, because part of the you know, allure of going to some of these remote places is that they haven't yet been sort of messed up by all of the modern technology and the things that we just, you know, keep putting out into the environment. And so to have something like this that is clean, that is not going to do any further damage to the area, that's fantastic.
It is, and it's responsible tourism. And, you know, what better way to experience a destination by helping to conserve it instead of just sailing by and checking it off your list.
And this is something also that is very comfortable. You're not, when you think of an expedition, it's not like you're out there, you know, braising the weather. You have the comforts of a nice room, mm-hmm. of your food, of all your creature comforts while you're making this exploration. So not like our past, people, when you think of an expedition or Antarctica, you think of this braising the snow and the snow covering your face. And, you know, you still go back. You have hot water. Mm-hmm. You have a nice warm room and great service. Mm-hmm. So it's the best of both worlds.
Mm, so great.
Yeah, I often get told that from our guests who returned from Antarctica, they loved the heated bathroom. The heated bathroom floor is what really sticks out in their mind.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. Now, besides visiting remote places like Iceland or Antarctica or Greenland or something like that, Norway, you also head to the Caribbean, right?
We do. Yeah, we are. We have 67 itineraries worldwide. And while we're most known for cold water destinations, we have introduced some fantastic warm water sailings. And they're seeing these destinations like the Caribbean or along the coast of South America from an expedition cruise perspective. So you're not going to the big crowded beaches that every other cruise ship goes to, mm-hmm. but you're going to UNESCO World Heritage sites, mm-hmm. or little tiny islands where you're interacting with local culture. So it's a really fantastic perspective to do in these warm water destinations.
And I also see that one of them is exploring the reefs, which, is a huge topic right now, to visit the reefs and see the health of them and the vitality and how they can be preserved and saved.
Absolutely. And we even have a particular departure exploring that exact reef system in Central America at the end of March, this coming March, coming up quite soon. And it is. It's important to bring our full team of expedition leaders and to provide that very high level of attention and focus on the destination to capture its beauty, its essence, and also to preserve it for many years to come.
Well, it's nice to see the difference. You know, I just came back from the Caribbean, and you can see what's happening to the reefs. I scuba dive, so I've seen a lot of damage in certain areas, and then some areas are just pristine. So anything you can do, you know, while we were on our dive, we're picking up, we found a water bottle, we found a plastic bag, we found all kinds of things like that. So we ended up bringing back, you know, any kind of garbage that we found. And that's also something that's really nice, because you feel like you're contributing to saving the environment, mm-hmm. to some extent.
Yeah,
and we're very quick in these destinations when on larger cruise ships that are bringing in 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, it's just impossible to focus on preservation. And so that really speaks to the differences of trying an expedition cruise on a smaller ship versus a more mainstream cruise.
We're talking with Beth Mercier. She's an expedition specialist and director of sales at Hurtigruten. Let's talk a little bit about the ships themselves. How large is the fleet?
Yeah, so we have 14 ships within our fleet, and they range from 200 passengers to 500 passengers. And throughout all of our ships, we follow all the guidelines within the specific destinations. And I like to give Antarctica as an example because it does have such strict guidelines for good reason. Mm-hmm. So we follow all the what's called the IATO, the International Association of Antarctic Tour Operators, which sets all the guidelines for the landing sites, even down to sanitizing your boots once you get on and off the ship. Mm. So all of our ships within our fleet, ranging from 200 to 500 passengers, follow all the guidelines in the destinations to make sure that we're not bringing too many people to shore at one time. And we like to break up everyone on board into smaller groups so that they can all experience the destination equally.
Wow. And so then you must have to have quite a few expedition leaders on board to really personalize that experience and make it more intimate.
We do, absolutely. Each group gets a team of at least 2 to 3 expedition leaders. And so there's fantastic guides on board that have wonderful backgrounds. I had the opportunity to meet with one of our expedition leaders. His name is Olav, which, you know, you can't get more Norwegian sounding than Olav. But he is such a fascinating gentleman, and he's a leading glaciologist and climatologist, and he was recently asked to speak at the United Nations.
Wow.
And so he's just one of the many fantastic guides we have on board.
Mm, wow, incredible. You'll have a chance to join Beth and talk with her, and she'll describe the experience of a polar explorer voyage. This is coming up on Wednesday, January 17th from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Do you know the location, or are you going to ask people?
Location is going to be a secret.
Okay,
you have to contact me
okay.
to find out more,
right.
And you can contact Elisa TravelWise at 935-9493, or you can send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. And again, it's 935-9493. I'll give you the location, and I think you'll get a really good feel for what it's about. We'll have pictures, and you just get to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting. Again, this is on Wednesday, January 17th. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Beth and Elise. I'm Michelle Marquis. This is KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the North Bay area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the North Bay area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The North Bay area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-900-8644. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-900-8644. That's 1-800-900-8644.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesday. I'm Michelle Marquis. Your host is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, and she can help you book your trip on Hurtigruten. We're talking with, it's such a fun word to say, Beth, I have to say it again, Hurtigruten.
And you're doing so well with the pronunciation.
Thank you, I love it. I speak German, but this it's not German, it's based in Norway, yes? Is that where?
Correct,
okay,
Norwegian.
Great. Okay, it's Norwegian, okay. Beth Mercier is the director of sales there, and she is going to be leading a wonderful talk to give you some more information and answer all your questions about sailing with Hurtigruten. Britta Gruten and taking a wonderful adventure. And as she said, this is for people of all abilities, whether you love to trek up a mountain or you want to just sit and take pictures of that mountain, there's a trip for you. This experience is happening on Wednesday, January 17th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. All you have to do is give a call to Elise or send her an email. The email is ksro@travelwise.net, and Elise will tell you the location and give you all the details.
You know, and a lot of people wonder what an expedition ship is, and you wonder, Antarctica, aren't there icebergs? Are we going to get stuck? But the ships are classified to go to be what you want to call an icebreaker, but it's not like, you know, it has all your facilities and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, many of the ships, you know, you can still, there's a fitness room, you can still work out. There's a bar on board, which is good for those of us who like to have a cocktail after exploring.
Sure.
I mean, you're talking about the comforts from home without having, you know, there's no bingo, there's no, you know, wet t-shirt contest. There's nothing like that. This is a different, this is about educating yourself, your family, a group of people who really want to make a difference in the world. And it's true adventure in the sense that you're educating and you're feeling, smelling. Like, I love to touch everything. And even though it's probably going to be a little cold, it's still, the smells are different.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the birds you see, the waterways are different. And the water in Antarctica, I understand, is very clear.
Hmm. Wow. So, yes.
And it's a wonderful way to spend time, either if you love to travel by yourself or if you're looking for a unique opportunity for your family to bond together. You know, being able to get onto a ship, unpack your suitcase once, and have a trip of a lifetime where it's you, your fellow passengers, and nature. And that's really what's leaving a lasting impression on so many people trying this style of travel versus, you know, busy airports or crowds. It's a wonderful and unique way to travel.
And I'm looking also at the interiors of some of these rooms on board, the cabins. And it looks like if you've got some of the outside cabins, those portholes are very generous so that you can see, or you've got your own deck. I mean, you really can see the beautiful landscapes that you're traveling through.
Oh, absolutely. And there's lots of tiers of cabin categories, really dependent on what someone's looking for. If it's simply, I need somewhere to lay my head because I'm going to be off the ship as much as possible, or if someone wants a bit more comfort where they like a private balcony or a large view window, there's plenty of options available within our ships.
Excellent. We're talking with Beth Mercier from Britta Gruten, Director of Sales there. And also she'll be leading a talk coming up on Wednesday, January 17th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. to learn about a polar experience, an explorer voyage aboard one of these great ships with Britta Gruten. So can you give us just a tiny little flavor of that? I mean, are you flying to South America or something and then getting on a ship? Where are these polar experiences taking place?
Sure, I'd love to. And yes, before joining Britta Gruten as their director of sales, I actually worked as an expedition specialist on the ship.
Great.
And so I've had a wonderful opportunity to experience these beautiful destinations firsthand. And there are a lot of questions that go into planning this type of trip. Even what is the best time of year? When can you even go down to Antarctica? Will I see penguins?
Yeah.
So it is questions that, of course, to me seem easy, but not actually. It's very specific details.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that down in Antarctica in the Southern Hemisphere, it's during their austral summer. So you can only get to Antarctica in the months of November through March each year. This is actually when the pack ice surrounding the continent breaks up enough, allowing ships to access it. And yes, there are two access points to Antarctica. The first one is South America,
mm-hmm.
and the other is New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
But 99% of trips going to Antarctica will leave from South America because it's a lot quicker. It takes roughly 36 hours to sail versus New Zealand, where it takes 7 days each way.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And do you have any time in port in South America before you go?
You do, and that's definitely something you can customize. Mm-hmm. Typically with a cruise, it will likely either suggest or already include what's called a pre-cruise embarkation hotel. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you would fly from SFO, usually is a good option, connecting in either Houston or Atlanta or Miami. And then you can go straight down to Buenos Aires, Argentina, or possibly Santiago, Chile. Mm-hmm. And there you'll have a hotel night already packaged into your cabin price. You spend one night there before the following day getting onto a charter flight down to Ushuaia, Argentina, or Punta Arenas, Chile. Those are the two key embarkation points. And so, of course, if you'd like more time to visit these beautiful South American cities, certainly arriving a day or two before then will give you that opportunity. But what's difficult, and we'll, of course, cover this next Wednesday, is how do you pack? What do you even pack on a trip like this? Because in Antarctica, it will be quite cold. But in cities like Buenos Aires or Santiago, it will be very warm.
Right.
So knowing how to balance your suitcase will be important.
Oh, my gosh. So that'll be something fun to learn at the informational meeting, which is happening on Wednesday, January 17th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's free. You don't have to pay to attend
this.
It's
free. We just need to know how we need to get a head count. We have limited space here. So the sooner you let us know that you're attending, the better to guarantee that you'll have a spot there.
Yeah.
And you're able to bring a friend or a spouse or even some, you know, your adult children or teenagers who you're not sure, is this going to work? Is this a great birthday gift for my teenage children or not? It'll really make a difference to learn about it. I mean, there'll be some special incentives also when you attend the event.
Okay, good to know. So the way to get information, further information and get your invite is just to send an email to Elise. That's ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. Now, you're also, because it's the 125th anniversary of Hurtigruten, you've got some great deals going on, don't you, Beth?
We have a really special offer, and it is to celebrate our 125 years. And so there are select departures through 2018 and even into 2019 that we are discounting up to $1,250 per person.
Oh, my,
an
per person.
Amount. which is such a great opportunity to try out the world of expedition cruising. Mm. So we have a full list of departures ranging anywhere from $500 off per person all the way up to $1,250 off per person. And it's to celebrate our 125 years. And next Wednesday, we're not just going to be covering the most remote of our destinations. There's plenty of great options that are really easy to get to, or maybe you only have a week or two available for your time off. So there's some destinations that are a lot closer to home that we'll be covering next Wednesday.
Right. And there also are quite a few very affordable cruises. I'm seeing some of your latest offers under $1,000 for a cruise. Mm-hmm. So it can fit any budget.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it all depends on the destination you're interested in and then how much time you have available. If you are looking to stay at a particular price point, but you would like suggestions for a really unique opportunity and beautiful place to travel, we have lots of great options to choose from.
You know, and Herta Gruten is part of one of our Virtuoso suppliers. And when you do use a Virtuoso travel agency, you always get some kind of special perk. Uh-huh. And it's not easy to become a member of Virtuoso, not for the travel agency or for our travel partners. Mm, it's okay. It's really challenging. So it's something proud to say that I'm happy to be a part of the Virtuoso Network and Herta Gruten to be a part of that as well, because you know there's always something special that's going to happen.
That's so great. This is such a wonderful experience, much different than, as we said at the top of the show, your typical cruising experience. This is informational. This is a bucket list. This is the kind of thing that your whole life you hoped you could do something like this, and it's available. It's within your reach.
And no tuxedos for all the men out there.
Except for the penguins.
Oh, the tuxedos, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. Penguins. Yes. Penguins will outdo us anyway, no matter how much. You can wear your tuxedo if you really want to, but this is casual. This is really, you're there as long as you bring layers in most places, uh-huh. or you want to educate yourself. This is the right cruise for you.
Yeah. And I love the idea of taking multiple generations of a family to do this. How fantastic.
We take a time off or we go on a vacation and we come back home and we say, I need a vacation after my vacation. I'm so exhausted. Yeah. That's not like this experience. You come back rejuvenated, refreshed, and you feel relaxed and you were able to clear your mind and really just unplug. And it's such a wonderful opportunity to view the most beautiful places on our planet.
All right. Well, you'll have an opportunity to learn a little bit more, get some special offers, some great incentives with Beth and Elise. The meeting is happening on Wednesday, January 17th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Just reach out to Elise, ksro@travelwise.net. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is KSRO.